If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Left jab to the chin.
Oh, he's in trouble. Good night.
Big trouble.
After the siren before, Tom Hawkins for his second goal of the night to win the game. It's a draw.
Short.
Rewind calls for it.
There you go. The old fake.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is the video game episode talking about the best sports video games that we've played in our lives. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. So, Josh, you got a highlight of the week past?
Oh, I got a fucking good one. Like, you know...
They'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. No, you'll be on board with this. Like, you know how we've all got significant others, you know, wives, girlfriend, whatever. Neither of us have both, which is lucky, but well, that I know of. You're trying to find something, right?
Yes.
You're looking for something. The other or...
What?
In the significant other.
You lose something, like whatever it is, your keys.
Right. Say.
And you're like, can't fucking find it. And then she turns up and she's like, it's right there. And points it out and you feel like a dick.
Daily.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, wifey lost her purse the other day.
Right.
Yesterday, actually. Couldn't find where it was. She was sure she had it, sure she put it in her bag that morning, all that sort of shit. She's called the cops, she's suspended the cards, she's done all that. And then I come home, she's like, I can't fucking find it. She's a little bit frantic. I'm like, well, check the car. Yeah, well, all right, I'll go check the car. Not there. I wandered around. I'm like, well, fuck it, it's not here. I'll just make dinner. And then as I'm making dinner, we've got a bookshelf in the kitchen. It's right at eye height, looking right at me. And so she's sort of, you know, given up and is in the bath. And I'm like, I found it. And then I thought, look, she's a bit stressed, but did you even look?
Yeah. God, married life must suck.
But that's a win. I'll take that.
Brenton, you got a beer of the week?
Yeah, I do. I'm going Mr. Banks. Actually, no. I've got a couple. I've always got a little soft spot for Three Ravens. The head brewers down there, Brendan and Murray, are both top blokes. So they've given free rein to do some off-the-wall sort of stuff. They just released one in time for some festivals called Acid Head. So, yeah, after a bit of acid for your festivals.
Okay. Does it come with real acid?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to, I'm sure that could be arranged. I mean, shit, they're based in Thornbury, so, hey, pretty good chance.
Got access.
So, that's just come out in cans, ready for festival season. It's also Mr. Banks Wheezing the Juice. I had to put that one in there, just because it reminds me of Encino Man.
Yeah, Paulie Shore.
Paulie Shore.
Yeah, it was either that one or Biodome.
Biodome, right? I think it was, yeah.
Had Wheezing the Juice.
Yeah, no, it was Encino Man, because he's in the 7-Eleven bit.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, Brendan Fraser walks in.
Wheezing the Juice.
So, yeah, so that's my beer of the week. Let's get stuck into them. Three Ravens also released a new iteration of their Juicy called Lemon Juicy. So that one's pretty tasty as well. So support those guys. Also, I just saw that Dan Murphy's have got Kaiju Crush in store now. So if you're after something that's going to be a great barbecue beer and you want something a bit different, press your mates. Get onto them, man. They're good dudes. Brewing out of Dandong. So, yeah, support those guys. Buy their shit from Dan's. They've just got accepted into there.
Sounds like a wrestling move.
Kaiju Crush, it does,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they were actually named something else, but then that was taken. So apparently Kaiju is Japanese for monster or some shit.
And yeah.
Richie could probably tell us that.
If we probably could. Asking.
Or yeah. That Pacific Rim movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was Kaiju.
So I watched the start of that, but yeah, didn't get through that one.
So your highlight of the week?
Yeah, well, there's a couple, actually. I'm going to start off with Perth Stadium's announced that UFC whatever is going to have Robert Whittaker defending or unifying the belt against the winner of GSP and Michael Bisping.
At Perth Stadium?
At Perth Stadium.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Was it amazing that today, was it?
Fucking spectacular.
Yeah. Just imagine the light show they'd be able to put on there. Yeah. That'll be absolutely a game changer. So I think that's a big coup for Perth Stadium.
Hang on. The light show?
Or the LED show, whatever the fuck it is.
I was going to say, because it's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, shit. Well, let's hope for, I don't know, can they have a roof?
No.
Oh, really? This is the first time that they're going to do an open air UFC fight since the one in Abu Dhabi, I believe, which was a bit of rain there. So I think
I was going to say, a shit show.
Unless they were just announcing it at Perth Stadium. It's not going to be held there. It's going to be held in Perth somewhere. But you'd think if they announced it at Perth Stadium, then that's where they'd hold it.
Or they started at midnight or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And it goes through to 4 a.m.
But yeah, it's a big coup for Perth Stadium. That's a good way to get their name out on the international market.
Yeah, I'll have to see more about it and find out what the details are. But.
Yeah, and the second highlight of the week was watching Tom DeLonge on Joe Rogan Experience. Like, holy shit.
We talked about this.
I failed.
This is why you should not take cocaine and go on YouTube. You go in this rabbit hole and start convincing yourself of all sorts of shit. So basically, you haven't seen it. Tom DeLonge, who was the guitarist and singer for Blink-182, has...
Is that who he is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's where...
You thought he was random homeless crazy bastard.
Yep.
That was his claim to fame, yeah. His lead singer, he's not in the band anymore. They've got another bloke in there. But.
Oh, why did they get rid of him? Sacked from Blink-182.
So apparently he's got a company that's going to build a warp drive or some shit that can create space travel, and he's going to expose all the alien race in the world and all sorts of crazy bad shit.
I can't tell you how he knows or why he knows or who told him, but it's true.
Trust him. And buy his book.
Yeah.
I didn't make it that far.
Oh, it was pure entertainment. I thought it was fantastic. So, I watched the whole thing.
I got 10 minutes in and that was it.
Oh, you just see him sniffing and clenching his jaw. He was high as a motherfucker. You can tell what Joe knew straight away too.
Yeah, but I did listen to the next episode, which is Joey Diaz, who's always good.
Oh, yeah.
And right at the end, Rogan actually apologizes. He says, you know, some people didn't like it. I think it's bullshit what he was saying, but I gave him, you know, I didn't judge.
Yep.
I let him talk, but yeah, he thought it's all bullshit.
Well, yeah, I mean, it probably was. Even if he was true, he doesn't know.
I do like how Rogan does that, though. Like, he gets people on that he knows are full of shit.
Yeah.
That he knows they know they're full of shit. But he's still, you know, he's there to entertain. Yeah. He's not there to...
entertain himself.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
I was going to say, he's not there to run the country, but I think the guy running the country is trying to entertain himself too. So,
True, yeah. So, yeah, that's my highlight of the week. Heath, you got a highlight of the week?
You know what? I went to the theatre this week.
Really?
Yep. Went to a proper musical theatre. There was a guy from work who was in it.
Was this the voucher you had?
No. Oh. I paid good money to go to this one.
Right.
Old man's got the voucher. He still doesn't use it. We saw A Chorus Line, which, as far as musicals go, is bullshit. It's absolute shit. But the performance is really good. It was really funny, though, because he said, yeah, I've got a small part in this one.
Yeah.
Which really means he doesn't get to sing a song, which he's really disappointed in. So anyway, I know nothing about the musical and the play and what goes on. He's basically the narrator. And he's from start to finish, he's on...
Jesus.
Know, not really on the stage, because he actually spends most of it up in the crowd. But he very much downplayed it. But it's good. I love going to the theatre. It's expensive, but it's really good. But A Chorus Line is bullshit. There's nothing fucking happens.
Yeah, right. I've only been to the theatre and watched one thing before and wasn't even my choice. So,
Well, we've spoken about it before. You tried to go see Book of Mormon.
Well, that's just a funny thing. I tried to go see Book of Mormon. Also, the missus the other week comes home. Yep, bought some gold class tickets. Yeah, where'd you get them from? Gumtree? I'm like,
oh,
shit.
God.
Again?
Oh, my fucking God. So I'm like, all right, pretty hesitant putting these on through. But luckily, with Gold Class, you can book it through online first. Online so you can first, see if they're real before you rock up at the fucking turnstile.
Yep.
And it turns out they were real. So I went and watched Rogue One, or the new, not Rogue One, fucking the new
Force
Blade Runner. Blade Runner movie. Yeah.
Any good?
No, didn't like it at all. It seemed like someone had a 10-minute script and tried to turn it into a Kubrick movie.
Right.
Well, to be fair, Philip K. Dick's stuff is fucking crazy shit.
Well, I really liked the first Blade Runner. So, you know, I knew the concept, you know, I understood the movie, but holy fuck, they just dragged this out for a long time with a score that was great, but yeah, it's just, they tried to make it a Kubrick movie with a script that was only worth 10 minutes.
Yeah, the original Blade Runner, they weren't trying to make it anything. It was just people being high as fuck and then deciding, all right, we'll do this.
Yeah.
And realistically, you watch it and by modern storylines, it's not great.
Yeah.
But back in the day when every future thing had everyone wearing the same clothing and everything was white with blinking lights everywhere, it was a bit revolutionary for the time, having a future that's kind of fucked up. Yeah. And who knows, he was closer than the guy that did Buck Rogers was.
Well, that's true.
All right, so we said last week we'd do this week on sports video games because we're waiting to do our 2018 season previews for all the teams, and the draw only came out today, so we need a good week to dissect that.
Yep.
So the first thing we do is, like, these are games that we play that we think are the best sports games.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a debate before we even start on what classifies a sports game, because I said that racing and fighting don't count.
I'm with you there, because if you allow fighting, UFC games are in. But then again, so is Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. And
I think that's a bridge too far.
Yeah. So we could have a whole bloody thing on fighting games. Did it with motorsport, because there's been, you know, so many different genres of motorsport. There's F1, there's Need for Speed, there's all this other shit, Gran Turismo, Forza, everything. So, look, in the interest of having a podcast that's usable, I'm okay with that.
Brenton differs.
I disagree. I feel like one of my favorite games when I was growing up was actually Street Rod, which is an old school game where you buy a car and you have drag races, yeah, or a road race.
The best part about that was not only do you buy a car and win a car, but it's, you get to customize it.
That's exactly right.
I think it was the first game, really, that that I remember that had that kind of level in it.
Yeah, so you buy like new manifolds, new carburetors, change the engine out of an old school 32 Ford or whatever the fuck they had. And that's how I knew like about old cars on the roads today, like Valiants and things like that, like those old school ones. I knew it from Street Rod. And so I feel like drag racing was a sport. I mean, you're racing against someone else. Didn't need to win the car, but it was a sport. So I feel like that one I got to put in because it was one of my favorite games to play.
In fairness, it wasn't quite realistic. There's more than four bolts to undo to pull an engine out.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that sometimes you'd be driving and your gearbox would just fall out.
Yeah.
And so I actually thought that was a legitimate concern when driving a car, that your gearbox would just go, fuck it, and just drop it out the bottom of your car. It wasn't until, you know, I got old enough to drive, like, hang on. That was bullshit. I was lied to.
I still don't know the formula for that, whether if you over rev it, it made you drop the gearbox or what.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was random.
Yeah, I think it was just a random thing that they chucked in there. So, yeah, I'm gonna back myself with Street Rod there. I feel like that's legitimate.
You're wrong.
It was a great game, though. I love that one. We're talking, you know, back in the old, what was it, the 386 days?
Yeah, I was too,
back in those days.
Yeah.
The CGA, VGA, EGA era.
Yeah. SVGA.
Yeah,
when you got special, where
when you're the richest person in town,
the computer actually had a turbo button.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Speaking of computers, we've got to give a shout out to our old faithful that just died today. Got us through the whole season. It's an old school
Hewlett Packard all in one.
Yeah,
that I think I bought it for $200.
Yeah,
new. So it was new. It was $200.
It is a real piece of shit, but lasted us through the whole season and bit the dust before this podcast.
You know, the funny thing is, keyboard's probably still worth $20.
Yeah, it could be too.
10% return.
Yeah, probably worth more than the actual screen.
So now we're using my good laptop, which pains me.
Yep.
But anyway.
Is that an Alienware? Oh, no, they've just dressed it up like Alien.
Exactly. It just means it's the one I bought most recently, so it can play Fallout.
Yep.
But also not a sports game. So anyway, if you're going to say...
How long you had Fallout 4?
3 months. Fallout 4. Fallout number 4.
So you're about 10% in?
Nah, a fair way through. But I've gone off it in the last couple of weeks.
I always find those games funny because it's like you've got the main quest line and then so many different alternatives that very rarely you keep going, I'll get back to the main quest line at some stage. You never fucking do.
Put it this way, I'm up to level 70 and I've just met the Brotherhood of Steel, if that means anything to you in Fallout 4.
Yep.
Anyway, back to the sport. So if this is where I go weird on it because I thought car racing doesn't count.
Yeah.
But there's only two car racing games I liked, and that was Street Rod and Rock and Roll Racing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The original one, because it was just destroy shit as you race.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
And it was simple.
Yeah, that's it. It's a game that the monotony didn't really wear on you too much. You could play with your mates. There's always a bit of fun there. And then, I mean, it's pretty much the first iteration of Mario Kart.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Maybe at the same time, I don't know.
I'm not sure that qualifies as a sport, just because, to me, a sport you either have to be able to gamble on, or... there's a metric, as in you have to be a time or a score.
So you have to gamble on it to count as a sport.
Well, that's one of the metrics, yeah.
I've always said a sport, you need to have an objective score.
Yeah.
Not some description.
Not a judge's... not a judge's score as the primary.
Yeah, gymnastics doesn't count.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could say boxing's still a sport, even though judges are involved.
Yeah, well, I say it's fighting. I say that's fighting. That's different to a sport.
But yeah.
That's just my own. I haven't got anything else that I can justify it with. That's just the way I say it. But those are the two racing games. However, there's another racing game that I really like that's not car racing.
Right.
G1 Jockey.
Yes.
How good is that?
That one is awesome.
Has no right to be.
I had Final Furlong, which is like the alternate version.
So is it the same... company?
Yeah, we ride the horse.
Yeah, but
you're talking about arcade games.
Final Furlong wasn't Japanese enough. Like the storyline in G1 was just amazing. So the most nicest Japanese storyline you can get. where old mate comes across to you, I see you're doing very well in racing. Yes. Well, I can't wait to see you on the track.
Well.
Yes, I appreciate your competition.
It's all like that.
Yeah.
When for ages. When in the American version, he poisons your fucking horse.
I'd
rather that, to be honest.
The Chinese version, it's already pre-managed who wins.
Yeah, it tells you.
The Brazilian version, you've got all these syringes. Pick which one.
Yeah, it's called trying to find dinner.
It was a great game. Hey, and then the only problem was it goes on for so long because, like, it tells you, you know, you can start breeding your own horses. You're like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
But you got to wait two seasons in before you get a horse.
Yeah.
Then you got to wait three more seasons until it can fucking race. And you're like, dude, that's at least 3 years worth of my life.
Yeah. Like, they are legitimate seasons. Like, you can't fast track it. Like, oh, you know, just we'll make, you know, a year go for, let's say,
can you do anything in the first couple of seasons?
Yeah, you race.
You race apprentice.
As a jockey.
Yeah, you win the apprentice stakes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a great game.
Yeah.
The storyline's just slow as well.
Yeah, I still play it now. It's good fun.
And click, get through. Yep, I know you like me. Yep, you get through the next one. And can I race? No, we're still talking.
Yeah. Actually, that's one thing that shits me about games now, especially games like, I mean, the worst one for it is Metal Gear Solid. Unskippable cutscenes.
Yeah.
I skip everything if I can.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you kind of want a bit of story, a bit of flavour. Other times you're like, this thing goes for fucking ages and I've just, you know, just booted up and I've already seen it. Can we just move on?
Yeah.
And no, it won't let you.
All right, so what other, we got our, what are we going to, how are we going to do this? We could just do top games or we've got to rank them? Or?
Well, I've got a top 11.
A top 11?
Well, I had 10, but then I remembered one and...
Okay, we'll start at your bottom.
Maybe let's try and go from the oldest to the newest, if that's possible. Oh, no, fuck it. Josh, you just go.
No, mine's out of order then.
All right, cool. Number 11.
I started with California Games.
Yes. There you go.
And California Games
from back
2.
In the day.
Yep.
Just because, you know, games that you couldn't normally play. And they were fun. Like, you had skateboarding, surfing.
I think the first skateboarding game. Certainly the first skateboarding game that I
hang gliding.
It was a game changer. You figured out you could go high enough and then go over the tunnels.
Yeah,
like, it sounded like it crashed, but you go.
That was California Games 2.
Oh, right.
Because the first one, it just had the half pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah,
California Games 2, I remember that was also the first game I learned to game, essentially, by the skateboarding.
Right.
Each trick you did, you got a time off. So you could do, you know, get up a whole load of speed, do 720s and all that shit. Or you could do hand plants at the top of the.
On the railing.
I guess it was, the long pipe bit.
The coping.
The storm water drain, whatever it was. And each hand plant, you got half a second off, but only took you about a quarter of a second to do.
So you could add all your time.
Yeah, so you ended up being zero. You couldn't go into negatives. And that was the first one I realized that the rules could work for you.
Well, that was the other thing with all these games. You always found a way to work around them.
Yeah, yeah.
And try and fudge your own way
through.
Loophole
it.
Like, I remember with Rock and Roll Racing, because you had a code which could remember, because you couldn't save.
Yeah,
but there was a code that could remember. Well, we figured out that two people could put in the same code.
Yeah.
So you just get to the next stage, and then one person drops out, the other person puts in the code.
Yeah, you make sure one person wins all the races in that stage.
And the other one plays Bouncer.
Yep. Yeah. But to be honest, playing Bouncer, that's fun.
That's not fun. It's not bad.
Yep.
You just go, all right, I'm going the wrong way, and I'm going to fire my fucking rockets this way.
All right, what else? What's your number 10 then? I figure, since Josh has actually ranked his, because I just listed
him. I haven't.
We'll interact.
This is another blast from the past. Mike Ditka, Ultimate Football.
Yes, that was my top one.
Really?
We all have that one?
I had it in there.
Yep.
I had something like, I can't remember the company
Mike
that
Ditka,
made it.
Mike Ditka, Ultimate Football.
Yeah.
Let's say it was EA, but I don't think it was EA.
No, it was Something Presents.
Yeah, Something Presents. Yeah. Mike Ditka's Ultimate Football.
Yeah.
Football.
But it had, the thing is that had Mike Ditka was the only named person in it.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't have any teams. It wasn't licensed.
Yeah.
But you could make your own teams. And
make your own plays, which is awesome.
Yeah. That as well. That's right.
Yeah.
But again, we learned to game the system. You just go, all right. Everyone's running along this route, blocking, while old mate runs this fucker all the way to the end in Hail Mary.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is I'd ultra max out the quarterback and one wide receiver.
Yeah.
So start of the quarter, snap it to the quarterback, and he just runs sideways until clock expired, and then he'd throw it to the wide receiver and touchdown.
I just like the fact that you customise your jerseys as well.
Yeah, with colours.
Yeah, it's only either a stripe or the background colour, but, you know, it's a start.
The most basic football game, American football game you could imagine.
Yeah.
But ours are fun, that one.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that's 10.
Well, my number nine was Final Furlong, which we've already talked about.
Yep. G1 jockey.
Yep. Number eight, Arch Rivals.
Well, there we go. Arch Rivals is the predecessor to NBA Jam.
Really?
So I've got a feeling NBA Jam is going to come up later on in your list.
Oh, yeah.
And mine, yep.
But I played Arch Rivals at the Brickworks.
I was going to say.
In Adelaide. It was, you know, it was called a Basket Brawl.
Tagline.
Yep. And I remember you could DAC players.
I remember that game now, right. Yeah.
Instead of, you know, in NBA Jam, you could push them over. In Arch Rivals, you could DAC them.
Yep.
It was 3-on-3, though, from memory, wasn't it?
I can't remember that. It could have been, but I don't remember it.
I'm pretty sure it was, whereas NBA Jam was 2-on-2. But, yeah, it was the first full-court side-view basketball game I remember. And it was just, wasn't licensed, no licensing or anything. Yeah.
It was different. Just, because games at that point try to be realistic, and this one went, no, we don't need to be.
Yeah, we can be fun.
Yeah. Mm. Who would have thought?
Yeah, unfortunately, didn't take off, really. Didn't get longevity.
With all these old games, too, I think there's a website, Mobi Games.
Right.
You can go back, which is like Wikipedia for video games.
Damn.
Brilliant for all that old stuff.
You bit of nostalgia.
There's Abandonware, too. Yeah. Although GOG have started picking up a lot of these old games as well, and making them able to be run on modern computers. Because I remember some of them I'd get, and it didn't allow for the modern speed of computers.
It's just too quiet.
Yeah. So it's like, vroom. All right, I have no idea what the fuck happened.
Well, now you can get Raspberry Pis where you can set up your emulators to actually run on its own system instead of buying like the old school NES or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. It doesn't look too hard to program either.
Raspberry Pis are brilliant.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't want to go to a great effort to play old school games.
Yeah, they don't hold up, do they?
Everyone was freaking out when that Nintendo came out that's got, 120 old school games for like $60.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to play them, am I?
Yep.
But anyway. All right, that was that nine?
Yeah, who cares? Let's go.
Eight. Number seven, I have Football Manager. So the soccer one.
Yeah, I remember the one.
Yeah, where it's completely simmed. Like you organize your team, the budgets and everything, and then you can't control the players when they're playing, but you've set up the
tactics. Essentially, you're the manager/coach or whatever.
Yeah, you're tactician/contract man.
You're the football manager, as in the title.
Yeah. I just found that a good way to spend a shit ton of time.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I remember playing it, and the laptop would heat up so much because it's crunching so many numbers.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fucking Jesus, you don't know how much has gone on in the background with those.
Yeah. I found the most realistic aspect of that game was that you'd swear at the players just like a real manager because you can't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure the modern ones will eject you.
Actually, I just saw it was in soccer. They're actually going to allow to give coaches yellow cards and red cards, same as the players now. Is that soccer or is that some other game?
I think it's all sports now.
Well,
I know. I think Suburban Leagues, you can give anyone on the team yellow
pretty
cards.
Much. Yeah. I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, I never got into that game. I don't know why. I remember you guys raving about it, and I think I downloaded it. Somewhat legally, and tried it and went, but I'm not actually playing.
It's how I kind of got into soccer, I suppose, because at the time I was living in London near Arsenal Stadium, or near Finsbury Park Stadium, before they moved to Emirates, and I had no fucking clue. But every motherfucker you meet is like, oh, Thierry Henry did go on the weekend. And so I'm like, I had no idea who the fuck anyone was. So I'm like, I'm going to try and do a little bit of homework here. And I just downloaded that game, on the sly. And all of a sudden, I knew the players and knew where they played.
Yeah,
it was pretty accurate. So I was able to converse, some degree.
You're able to bullshit over a pint.
Yeah. At the equivalent level of, someone's 17-year-old girlfriend.
Just say real open-ended shit and like, this guy knows.
Yeah, it's like, oh, mate, how about Henri? Yeah.
It's kind of like Gold Coast supporters talking about football.
Yeah. Or New Sydney sports.
So, Brent, have you got any soccer games?
I do. Okay. I've got FIFA 98. I remember playing this on the old school PC.
Wow.
And it was one of the last versions where there was that glitch where when the opposition goalkeeper was kicking out, you could just stand right in front of him and then kick straight into you. And he'd go around it and boot a goal. So it was pretty much impossible to lose, which made it great as a kid because you play the World Cup. And yeah, you'd always win.
We probably should call this games we can cheat at.
Yep, pretty much. I was a fan of the cheating games, especially the old school ones where you didn't have internet, so you could just look it up and find it out. There's always some, you had to know someone who had to figure it out,
Or you bought Hyper Magazine.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I kind of felt justified because I felt that the computer would cheat quite regularly on me.
Yeah, for sure. And also, what was those little cartridges you get that would always backdoor?
Game Shark or Game, Action Replay.
Action Replay is the one we had.
Yeah.
I think they were called Game Genie in other countries.
Well, they were revolutionary to beating hard games. That's why I hated games that had a difficulty curve that was way too steep.
Like Battletoads.
Yeah. That's why I liked G1 Jockey, because even the G1 races, they're not impossible, but you have to understand how the game works in order to win those races. So I feel like that was a game where I could get lots of longevity out of it, because I didn't get sick of just being able to get my ass kicked.
You could win races in your first, your first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks as in game time. The reason I say that is because I had one soccer game in my list as well. New Star Soccer.
Never played it.
Yep. No. It's on the iOS. So it's on your iPhone.
Oh, really?
But it's you play a soccer player, and it's like a career mode.
Oh, yeah.
So each game, you only do like five or six actions. It's like, you've got the ball. Now, what are you going to do? You go pass, and try and get a goal. So you don't actually play all that much. But at the end of the games, you've got to, sign a contract, and you can change leagues. And then you buy a car to make yourself look cool, so you get more money, and then all this other stuff. So it's a nice little...
sounds like Leisure Suit Larry with a bit of soccer.
Well, they have that sort of single player thing in FIFA, but it's boring as fuck because you can't skip. Yeah. So you're just running to position and just hanging out.
Yeah, well, fortunately, this one does skip, or it fast forwards at least. It doesn't show the game. It just goes a rundown, and you've got the ball, so let's fast forward to that.
Yep.
But anyway, all right, where are we up to? Six?
Seven was Football Manager. Six, I've got NBA Live 95.
I was thinking about putting that one in there, then I backed out because I had some other ones in there.
Yeah, I'd go with the whole NBA Live and 2K series, because it is that sort of side-on then switch to isometric 5-on-5 basketball. Yep. But I just remember so much time. I almost put in Jordan versus Bird, but I think this is better.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was way old school, that one.
Because you'd have three-point comps and things like that, too. Yeah. Dunk comps.
Because really just three-point and dunk comp you played.
Yeah.
I think you could play one-on-one, but it was a bit shit.
You did, but nobody played one-on-one. All you did was dunk comps, let's be honest.
Yep. Swinging the cat, so I remember. That was my go-to dunk.
Windmill in the air, Jordan. Yeah. NBA Live 95, real teams, and you'd get to... it was first game I can remember of actually choosing who you'd have on the... on the court at the time.
Yeah.
Right, you did the subs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Previously, it was just, these are the players and here's who you got.
Well, I remember that with NBA Live 2, you could do your own trades.
Yeah.
I always had a pretty stacked starting five.
Yep.
Bench, I didn't bother. They're not seeing any court time.
Yep.
It was always my goal with those games to play a full season, so a full 82-game season, fully timed games, and try and see what happens if you did... absolutely, the absolute maximum.
Yeah.
Don't think I ever finished one season. No. I didn't know what I was expecting at the end of it. To pop up with a special fucking screen or
Easter egg or something.
Back in those days, the biggest reward you could get would be a custom 8-bit graphic.
Yeah. Well, it was all about the endings.
The ending scene. Yeah. You got to see a scene and that was it.
Yeah. Number five, another one from the C64 days, Caveman Olympics.
Oh, I had that one. God Olympics. Damn it. Mm. Yeah.
I know building someone over the head with a club is not really considered a sport these days, but I think it worked at the time. It was a different time back then.
It was an interesting little muck around on the... I think it was on the IBM. Yeah. Commodore 64 or IBM?
I had it on Commodore 64, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, it was one or the other.
You have to do like dyno racing and things like that. Hurdles or something.
Fire starting.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a pole vaulting over a dinosaur.
Yeah.
But what I liked is that every character you had, you could pick your team of characters, and they all had different advantages and disadvantages. One of them was a stud, he was good at everything. One of them was shit, he was good at nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
It was always kind of a trick to win with the shit guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that too, because the guy that was good at everything wasn't the best at anything, though.
That's true.
So it wasn't as good as it seemed, but
it's a trap.
Yeah, it was a good little time waster.
I think
that
the only other games I remember playing on Commodore 64, there was a golf game. I can't remember. Looks like he's hit the tree, Jim. And there was a BMX racing game. He's playing really young. There was. I used to love that game. It was the most basic fucking game ever.
Is that the top down one?
Yeah.
With a dirt track.
Yeah.
And I think it was just called BMX.
Yeah, some of that. Yeah,
BMX Bandits. I don't know. It was good. I've broken the rules for number four, though. I've got Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, yes, it's fighting, but it was one of the first ones where you had that sort of...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
View behind the man kind of thing.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder type.
Yeah. And it was good fun, and it was fucking impossible to beat.
There was one where you'd actually have, was it, they weren't licensed for like the other fighters, so instead of having Tommy Hearns, it was someone Burns, and Sullivan.
That was
Super Punch Out?
No, that was a different one. There was Tyke Bison and
that's right. Yeah, and he was
Steve Wojnarowski or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Well,
Fierce Rivalry or something. Fierce Rivals.
But there was another boxing game that we had called Low Blow Boxing.
That's the one
you're thinking of. Yeah. Which I like because it went back. I think the first boxer was like he was bare knuckles.
Yeah.
And it went through all the way to the end guy who was quite obviously Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But not called Mike Tyson.
Yeah. But you could punch him in the nuts too, as long as the ref wasn't looking.
It was called low blow boxing for a reason.
The worst part of that was you'd cop a punch in the nuts too, but the ref would be looking at you and all of a sudden it was like, huh, what?
Yeah, it was WWE level referee.
So it was really like boxing.
Yeah.
It's fixed, yeah, exactly.
So that's four. And now we're in the gold level, but three is FIFA. We've already had a chat about FIFA.
Yeah, I never got into it.
It's so all-encompassing.
Yeah.
Like, I can see how people get excited about it. And it is good fun as a group. Like, when you've got, you know, it was one of the few games where you could have eight players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I like the...
I don't have eight mates that would come around and play. But
Nowadays, I like sort of the online multiplayer versions, but there's only so much time investment I put in a game, and when it gets too much, I'm like, ah, oh, god damn it. I'm not up for it.
I don't want to dedicate my life to this.
Yeah.
And when it comes to soccer games, I think you've got to mention Rocket League as well, because that kind of counts. But I've played it a little bit, and I've now gone, yep, I don't want to put in the time to be good at this.
Yep. Yeah. Like, the online multiplayer is good, but yeah, it's a lot of dedication.
Number two, I had Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, there goes mine. My list is really going down.
Now, hang on, because there's a lot of Tony Hawk Pro Skaters.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
The original was okay.
Yeah.
Two was when it got good.
Two, yeah.
And three was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I lost interest.
There was one with Darth Maul. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that's right. I can't remember which one it was, but one thing I remember was that Tony Hawk was the game that made me aware of what an awning is.
Yes. Because you're grinding the awnings.
Yeah, you had to go like tick off those challenges. I'm like, what the fuck is an awning? I had no idea.
It was so revolutionary. Of course, everyone.
What games that kids liked.
Also, skateboarding, and also just the free space that you have now in like Fallout or
sandbox style,
and GTA. You know, that was a good one where you could just dick about for a while, and it wasn't uninteresting.
Because I'm sure
stuck by time.
I'm sure there are other sandbox games, you know, go anywhere games before, but this is the one that was the first one that really hit it big.
Yeah, it was pretty comprehensive.
If you remember from the first one, you had like 60 seconds or 90 seconds, and that was it. Like, you could go anywhere, but you had 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in the other ones, you could roam around and then, okay, I'm going to go do this challenge.
Yeah,
And that was the ones. That was back when I was working at the video store and we'd shut up at midnight. Yep. So you get home about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and we'd play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, I think, until about 3 in the morning, every single night.
Yeah, Wish had a couple of Daytona machines in our video store. We had the keys to them, so we could just get free credits. So we'd stay back and we'd play Daytona for a while. I got really fucking good at it. And I feel like you can turn on or off the catch-up mode.
And
so we'd turn off catch-up mode and I got pretty killer at Daytona.
Was it holding another break before the start or something like that?
I know there was literally going to the systems and you can turn it off.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I know it was either that. No, it was Initial D. You hold down the brake before the start and it'd say catch-up mode off.
Oh, nice.
The other thing I remember about Daytona was the slots machines. You could stop them.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yeah, that's right.
It's fucking impossible to stop them perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looked cool when you go, hey, look, I made a stop.
Yep.
Yeah, and then while you're looking at the start button, you've crashed.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But you drift around the corners, which is good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always the style I tried to learn. Just rather than brake, you just change gears. So you downshift gears to try and brake traction and drift and then bring it back up again. So you'd never brake.
Yeah, I got good at it when I was playing for free.
Funny you can do that.
Yeah.
All right, are we down to...
Number one.
Okay. Oh, we said NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
It's got to be NBA Jam.
The amount of time I wasted... I think, too, that came out just as I was like in my, like, probably 13, 14 year old. And not old enough to drink. But too old to sort of hang out at home all damn day. So bugger off to, I think it was...
The Astra,
or I think there was another one somewhere else. But anyway, you'd bugger off there and play. Yep. It was one of the few ones where if you won, bad fucking luck. If you won against the computer, you don't continue.
Yeah.
Unless it was a four player. So because NBA Jam was always 2-on-2. If you played full four quarters, because remember, you didn't always buy a full game. You had to buy a quarter.
That's right.
But if it was four of you playing four quarters, the two winners got another game.
Yeah, right.
But if it was just you playing,
you win.
Paid per quarter.
Yep.
If you, but the cool thing was, though, you could have your own birth date and whatever, and the machine saved it.
And remember,
so you could continue on. But you never did, because you always put in cheat characters and played as them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Also, first game to contain a legitimate ghost.
Yes.
Petrovic.
Yeah.
I can't remember his first name. Dragon Petrovic.
Played for Portland.
No, it wasn't. Was it Portland?
I'm pretty sure he played for the Trailblazers.
Pretty sure it was Sacramento or something. He was like
the massive center with a massive head.
No, this the guy. He was
a
power forward from former Yugoslavia team, whatever.
Ukraine or Yugoslavia.
Vlade Divac.
He was friends with Vlade until
he was meant to be the greatest thing ever, and then he died in a car crash.
Yeah, and they have a ghost on the machine there. I can't remember how it works, but the ghost in that machine of him. He died before it came out. I think they had him as a character, then took it out. Something like that. But yeah, they actually did a ESPN doco on that little whole situation with Vlade Divac and like them, and it's called Once We're Brothers or something like that.
Yeah, right.
So check it out. It's a really interesting doco. It's from their 30 for 30 series. Talked about how they were friends, but then the Yugoslavia split up and then, you know, they were,
couldn't talk to each other.
Couldn't talk to each other, and their families hated each other again. So yeah, really interesting story.
Now, there's a couple of things I remember about NBA Jam, because like I said, at the local arcade, which is called the Astra, where we grew up, you could pay $5 and lock the machine for an hour.
Just
free play for an hour, and that's all you did. But there were always a couple of characters who were had max stats, which meant speed and dunks, because that's all you cared about.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be
Johnson was one of them, I'm pretty sure.
No, it was always on the Sacramento for some reason. Spud Webb was brilliant, and Mitch Richmond.
That's
NBA Jam 98 or whatever the next one was.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid, I thought, oh, they didn't put Michael Jordan in it because, like, the stats are too unfair.
Yeah.
That's what I thought the reason he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
The real reason was he licensed himself
and
they'd have to pay through the fucking nose to put him in.
Yeah. And also, one of the creators of that game is a massive Detroit Pistons fan.
Massive Detroit Pistons
fan. And so they always had a legitimate advantage when they were playing the Bulls. Like, it was really hard to beat Detroit as the Bulls.
They will always hit a buzzer beater.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think 99% Detroit if they're shooting on the buzzer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how culturally that game changed as well. Like, the boom shakalaka and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on fire.
He's heating up.
Is it the shoes?
Yeah.
All those things come out of NBA Jam. I do recall on maybe the Nintendo 64 they had like NBA Jam 3D.
Yeah.
You're like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You've ruined it.
Yeah, you want those basics.
So who'd you always go? Because I always try to get Charlotte because you had Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson.
Well, Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant were good ones, but I knew a lot of guys that loved David Robinson for the Spurs.
Yeah. So I never liked San Antonio. I was always an Atlanta fan with Dominic Wilkins.
Stacey
Ogman.
Yeah, yep. That's where I'd go.
Plastic Man.
Yeah.
You're an Atlanta fan with Dominic Wilkins. To be fair, he's played for about a dozen teams.
Oh, he did afterwards. Yeah, yeah, yep. But he was always like, because it was always obviously back then you didn't have internet, so no one knew Michael Jordan was a cunt. But so everyone was a Jordan fan. And so it seemed like it wasn't fair just to be a Jordan fan. You had to have like a number two, and that was really the person you were for. So Dominic,
it was like it went without saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Dominic was my number two. He was one that's why I chose number 21 for all my sports numbers and things like that.
Yeah.
Even my email address was 21.
Mm. So the funny thing is people of this era will never understand how prevalent Michael Jordan was.
I think they do because he's still spoken about.
Yeah. But there's no sports star who's come close. Not since.
No.
I remember in town there was one kid. His family was the most racist fucking family out. He still had Jordan t-shirts.
Yeah.
It was that ingrained, and it was that much of a brand. It's still like shit. I've still got about five pairs of Jordan shoes. Yeah.
Just got a Jordan jacket. Fucking good quality, too. But it's lasted a long time.
But that's the thing, too. Like, his brand has only increased. And he's been retired for, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, 2001, I think, when he played for the Wizards.
Yeah, so he was. We don't speak about those years. Yeah.
So, what did he retire in? 98 from the Bulls and came back in 01 or 02, something like that.
Yeah. I think that was just a... We all know that was just marketing.
Because he owned the team and needed to get some bit of support behind him.
Yeah, it's fuck you, I can.
And look, I don't blame it either.
Still put away 40 every now and then, though.
Yeah, him at 60% as a 40-plus-year-old is still better than three-quarters of most guys running around now, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think there was... When he was... Because he's now a part owner of Charlotte. But he was a owner of the Bullets... Well, they call the Bullets or the Wizards? No, they were the Wizards when he had
it.
He had to sell his ownership to go play because you can't be a player owner. I don't know why.
Slave rules.
And then he didn't buy it back, which I thought was weird. But at Charlotte, there was some young player who Jordan said, I can still beat him now.
Yeah.
And remember, there's a great video of it because he invited press and he beat him.
Yep.
This 20-year-old or something. So he's gone, oh, fuck off, man.
Are they still making the new Space Jam?
Yeah, they are.
Because remember, sure. LeBron was there. Surely they're going to give Jordan a cameo.
Well, he's got to, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, fucking have to.
Yeah.
Probably his own card. I mean, fuck, he's rich enough, he can do what the fuck he wants. But he'll probably get his own cartoon out of it.
I read a great book, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was about the business of Michael Jordan and behind it. And I believe his agent's name was David Falk, who basically, they changed everything.
Yeah.
And his first All-Star game, with Jordan, because he signed with Nike, because Nike was a pissant company. You were either Converse was the big one or Reebok was coming up.
Yeah.
And Nike were nothing. And he told all his friends, buy stock in Nike.
Yes. Right.
They've signed me as a rookie.
Damn.
And his first All-Star game.
It was high school, wasn't it? No. Because he skipped his final year of college,
Yeah, he skipped 1 year of college. That's when he signed, because you can't be a sponsored athlete at college. So his first All-Star game as a rookie, it's tradition that they all wore, the team tracksuits.
Yeah.
He wore a Nike tracksuit, not a Chicago Bulls one. And apparently a few of the older players like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson said, all right, we'll teach this rookie something. So he didn't touch the ball just about because they wouldn't pass it to him. They went, we'll show him. But he went, we'll show you. I'll become a billionaire.
Yep.
How do you like that, cunts?
I reckon he won that game.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Bird and Johnson would have done okay out of the NBA.
Johnson, especially. Yeah. Bloody hell.
Not going hungry, but I reckon Jordan can buy them both.
And it came in, I know we've spoken about it before, with Jason Williams' book, All Balls, which, despite him going to prison for shooting a bloke, is a great book on what happens behind the scenes. Because he said, even later on in Jordan's career, about when they went through the second three-peat, he goes, you watch when he drives the lane, people aren't trying to hit him anymore because they know if he goes, our pay goes down.
Yep.
Mm.
That's how big he was in the league. The other players were like, no, thank you, Mr. Jordan. No worries.
Yep.
Well, it's like Ferrari and F1. I think Bernie just came out today talking about that.
Did he?
He's getting on. I think he's approaching 90 these days.
He's approaching Yoda.
He does look... He reminds me of Nana so fucking much. But he just said that he thinks Mercedes gave some technology to Ferrari to increase the draw of Formula 1 because, Mercedes was dominating so much. That's utter horse shit.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because Germans giving Italians anything is just not going to happen.
Yeah, except for war crimes.
I mean, I don't know much about car racing, but didn't that happen in the V8s locally? Like, because Holden was dominating so much, they went, come on, guys. We need to make it competitive.
Well, no, they were dominating so much because they had the resources. Because in the local V8s, all that Holden owned was the badge. The chassis is not Dallara. What's the other fucking mob? It was a Honda chassis, essentially. It was a standardized chassis, and all they had was a couple of panels that were from the road car. Look, there was nothing in common with it.
Yeah. Back then, it was just Holden and Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just got the shits because Skyline won Bathurst while it was on the roof.
Yeah. Well, now they just changed. So next year is going to be V6 twin turbos. Not going to be V8 supercars anymore.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It's going to be more road relevant, get more other car manufacturers in there.
That's what I did like about the Group A era, was you had cars. The Skyline was overpowered,
yeah.
But there were some cars that were all-wheel drive and they had advantage in the mid-corner. Some cars were rear-wheel drive and had, massive engine blocks. There was the BMWs, the V12s, etc. There were different advantages around the circuit. So you'd have some cars pass on the straight, some cars pass on the corner, some cars dive bomb, some cars just were shit. But there was that attack where they're weak and defend when they're strong kind of thing, mentality of it. Whereas now, they're the same car.
Yep.
Which does test the driver more, but it's a bit boring.
Yeah, I agree.
It's more like GT, because you've got the Dodge Viper versus a Murcielago versus an Aston Martin Vantage.
Yeah, I still don't watch it, though.
And a Porsche 911.
I still don't watch it.
Old Uncle Mark still drives around it. He's got a Audi R8 now.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Ben, have you got any games on your list that haven't been mentioned yet? I've only got one.
I have two.
Yeah,
I'm still on the basketball theme. Do you remember Bulls versus Blazers?
No.
Or was it Celtics versus Lakers?
Celtics versus Lakers.
There was Bulls versus Celtics, I remember, and then Lakers versus Celtics.
Pretty sure this one was Lakers versus Celtics that we had. That was the first one where you had like sort of five people on the court, and you could choose... I think you could choose what players you had.
No, you
chose a starting
five. You chose a team, and then you played through the playoffs. It started at the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You could play full season.
What was weird, you know, with Lakers versus Celtics, you couldn't. It was only playoffs.
Yeah.
Because what was weird though was the computer wouldn't dribble.
Yeah, that's right.
It played netball.
Yeah,
that was the first time I ever saw a skyhook. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah,
doing
yes.
That.
Yep. Yep. And James Worthy.
I remember trying to do that. Afterwards, whenever we'd fuck around and play on the under-10s rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, that's hard to block. I'll try and do that.
Yeah.
I'm not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, apparently.
It's also hard to do.
Yeah. I think being 7 foot tall does help.
Does.
And also being a good basketballer helps.
Not mutually exclusive, those two things. But I still remember...
When it comes to me.
The game had two sound effects. I still remember both of them. Like, if you missed the shot, tick, tick. You got it in,
Yeah, it was a massive... every dunk sounded like it was something unbelievably massive.
Yeah.
To be fair, the speaker seemed to be pretty archaic.
We're talking, what are we, 1994-ish?
Yeah, it would be around there.
I reckon.
Yeah, so it's pretty much sort of when personal computers were just about in every house by then.
I like that the security for those games in the day too. It'd ask you some stat.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had a photocopied manual, didn't
you?
But then we lost the manual.
Yeah.
So I remember I kept a book and I wrote down the incorrect stats each time I guessed.
Yeah.
And eventually I got a few of them.
Process of elimination. Yeah.
It took me a while, but I got there.
Or you just figure out all the questions because I only had a certain pool they drew from. And so eventually you'd know them all.
Yeah.
Stuff by heart. And they're always useless stats. And so you've got to pull those ones out at parties and, you know, you look really impressive. And yeah, the only other game I had on my list was EXPN Summer Olympics. I don't know if you remember that one. We did like hammer throw, and all you have to do is press left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, and space.
I remember a lot of those Olympics games. They were always so buggy.
Yeah,
There was at least one sport where you're like, oh, I'm just gonna fucking.
Was it the javelin? The javelin was the hardest because you can never get a stick in the ground.
Yeah,
yeah, right. I'm trying to remember because there was a lot of those Olympic games. I remember the Winter Olympic ones were always crap.
Yeah, yeah,
they just never worked properly. And was that Summer Olympics one the one with the gymnastics on the rings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Broken. Yeah. Just did not work
at all. Could not do it. Yeah.
Never figured it out.
And they've got the diving either.
They had hurdles as well.
I think diving was the only one that worked because you always did the same thing. It was somersault, twist, and in the middle.
Yep.
I only ever did the one dive.
Well, I've always wanted to download those games, go back, and see if, as an adult, they are actually achievable. You can beat those games.
Or are they broken?
Yeah, they're just fucked.
Just shipped out, you know, back when you couldn't do patches and
all
that junk.
Yeah.
Well, I had two that we haven't spoken about. Cricket games.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. AB's Cricket.
AB Cricket. That was a good game.
It was a great game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
The batting is always what matters the most.
Yeah.
If you're just swinging in the same direction or if it actually looks different.
Yeah.
I remember that was the first game where it actually felt like the shot mattered.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not only the timing, but the shot selection.
Yeah.
What was weird, though, was if you try to play a test match, because it goes for 5 days, obviously, yeah. but you could only bowl about 40 overs in a day.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
well, I can see what you're trying to do, yeah. but it just hasn't worked, haven't you? You haven't thought this through.
Yeah. You still score 1,000, though, as like an individual.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got out and I'm like, well, fuck it. This innings is done.
But that was still the one where the AI was pretty limited, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you'd bowl in a certain zone and it'd always do the same shot. So you just put... You know, nine fielders in that one zone.
You'd essentially play body line.
Yeah. yep.
Or I think I figured out medium paces with full swing, bowling half trackers.
Yeah.
They couldn't hit it.
Yep.
Because they'd run across and then they'd run back and
bowl. Yeah, that's bowl. Right. I forgot about that. It was shuffle across, shuffle back.
Again, we'd figure out the glitch, how to do it.
Are there any of the games you mentioned we haven't cheated at?
No, but why?
Caveman Olympics?
Yeah. Don't think there was any way to cheat on that. There was some of them were just impossible to play to begin with. So
yeah, yep.
There was another cricket game I remember I bought in about I don't know 1999.
Yep.
It was the latest cricket game that
Super International Cricket.
It could have been.
Let's or Don Bradman's cricket maybe.
No, it wasn't Don Bradman's. That was more recent than, and again I hated that too. But I remember this one.
How dare you?
It was the most recent, and I was playing as Australia, of course, and playing against the Minnows or something in one of the the tournaments. The problem was their bowlers were so bad that they couldn't land it on the pitch, so they bowl wide. I'm like, oh, I've got to wait. Once I got to a 35 ball over,
Jesus,
and there's still only three balls in, I'm like, I can't play. I can't skip. I can't hit the ball because he keeps bowling it off the pitch. And so I put the stickers back on it and took it back the next day.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, on the old PlayStation it was. So that's why AB's Cricket, and it was also released as Brian Lara's Cricket in other parts of the world, obviously.
There you go.
Yeah. That was my favourite cricket game.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
They should have a Chris Gayle cricket.
Where you just try and hit on the reporter?
Yeah, and then get money for it when Fairfax give you shit.
Well, I mean, the other great cricket game, I think, worth mentioning is Stick Cricket.
Stick Cricket, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which has gone massive since it first came out as a flash game.
Yeah.
They've made an absolute mint off that. It was well done for those lads.
Did they actually make it or did someone just rip them off and take all the profits? Like Candy Crush.
I still think it was the originals, but yeah, I could be wrong. It was.
Yeah, hopefully. A bit of luck. Is there any justice in this world?
Yeah. And the last one is a game, I couldn't remember the name of it. I couldn't find it when I was trying to research it, but it was a tennis game.
Another one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, I tried the same thing.
Pete Sampras.
It definitely wasn't,
yeah.
It was not sponsored by anybody or named by anybody. But you got to play the entire tour.
Yeah. And it has a little square head.
Square heads, yep. Shit graphics.
Yep. You could build up muscle and stuff just to get better.
Yeah, you're training to do it.
Yeah.
And I think I figured out, again, how do we break the game?
Yeah.
I figured out if you did training and then reset, you got the benefits of the training without taking up the time.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So by week one of my first year, I was full stats.
Yeah, you're Brock Lesnar playing tennis.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I did think of that game. I was the same. I could not find what it was. But it was on old school IBM.
Yeah, I think it was called International Tennis.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or Tennis Tour. Something like that.
Yeah.
Spent way too long in that because it had a great career mode.
Yeah.
To me, that's what the sports games are all about, is career mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Topspin?
Well, I don't think so. I think that was far more advanced. I think that had better graphics.
Yeah, this one was real shitty graphics. Like, you were almost like 8-bit tennis.
Yeah, close enough to it. It was, you know, a slightly better version of Pong. Essentially.
Yeah, it's probably... I would have spent as much time playing that as AB's Cricket, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon around the same era as well.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's it. That's on my list. Was any others we missed?
None, but if you had some ones that we missed, reach out to us because it's like Facebook. that nostalgia. Because you say something, that's right, that game, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Create some conversation over a beer, over a Kaiju Crush.
Now, while I was just trying to find out the name of that, I just realised Anna Kournikova has a Smash Court tennis game.
Really?
Yep.
How the fuck does that work?
You're hot. Did she ask titties?
Well, yeah, does she just get a gear out or... Like, where are you there? Do you just turn up and it's like you brought both rackets? Anna's concerned.
Yeah.
I think you finished fifth and it's like, hooray, you've won.
Yeah. I still love that she's got a poker hand named after her. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, Ace King, but not because looks pretty, but just doesn't win much.
Looks win, doesn't win. Yep. It looks good, doesn't win.
Yeah.
I remember that when Maria Sharapova was coming on the tour. They said, oh, she's the next Anna Kournikova. She's like, no, I'm not. I'm here to win.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, savage from a young bird. She was right, though.
Well, her doctors told her that. So.
All right, I think that'll do us for the sports one. So next week, I think we're going to get into our pre-season form for 2018 for the AFL. So we'll start with our club-by-club wrap-ups, and we'll probably sneak in a few others.
Yeah, look at the draw as well.
Yeah, well, off-season's the off-season, isn't it? So you've got to do something to keep it busy.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do us.
All right, see ya.
Peace. Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.